KFW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Weeks of protests in Israel taking on new life after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu abruptly fired his defense minister, who called on Netanyahu to halt his effort at overhauling the country's judiciary.
Benjamin Netanyahu's opponents accuse him of weakening Israel's judiciary to protect himself, as he's on trial for serious corruption allegations. Netanyahu denies all charges, but those protesting say that this is escalating into an existential battle for Israel's democratic soul.
ABC's Patrick Reeval. Ukraine's government calling for an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council after Russian President Putin announced he'll deploy tactical nuclear weapons to Belarus, a staunch Russian ally. The U.S. says despite the move, it does not believe Russia is preparing for a nuclear strike. Recovery efforts continue in Mississippi following Friday's powerful tornado. President Biden has issued an emergency declaration, and more than a half dozen shelters are now open to help displaced residents. This is ABC News. A helicopter crash in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, has left two police officers dead.
The helicopter with two Baton Rouge police officers on board was in pursuit of a vehicle that had fled a traffic stop when it went down in a sugarcane field. Both officers died.
Today is a very emotional day for the men and women of the Baton Rouge Police Department and all those in our law enforcement community.
Baton Rouge Police Chief Murphy Paul, the aircraft's disappearance wasn't noticed for several hours when a search was launched. Paul says the FAA will be leading an investigation and asking the community
to lift our officers up in prayer.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
Some parts of Twitter's source code, the fundamental computer code on which the platform runs, have been leaked online, according to a legal filing from the company that was first reported by the New York Times. Twitter has asked GitHub, a hosting service for software development, to take down the source code where it was posted. The filing says GitHub complied, but Twitter is asking the court to identify who posted it. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at LLS.org.
Hey folks, keep her moving to Civic Media every Saturday and Sunday at noon for the Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens.
We've been out here all day. We've had five or six beers and only one fish.
We're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This is Paul Schluter, guitarist for Last Crack, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people. Yeah!
Down the length of your tongue. lock in the back of my eyes.
Maxine Kevy, we are local music. There's two songs from The Mighty Last Crack at 11 o'clock. We call it Essential Last Crack. That was Energy Mine from the Burning Time CD. From Red Run Head Start Screaming with Sean Anthony Brown on vocals, we heard Squeeze It. Essential Last Crack happens every Saturday at 11 o'clock here on Max Inc. Radio. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. Rocker's gone for the night, so it's just me. Coming up next week, Joel from 20 Minute Mission will join us here on Max Inc. Heavy. They just put out a new release recorded at Megatone Studios with the guitarist from Blast Crack, Paul Schluter. We'll play a track before the midnight hour from 20 Minute Mission. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, Sun Prairie, a locally owned restaurant, brewery with outdoor seating, and a live music offering as well. FullMileBeerCompany.com for more information. Also by Weikert Realtors Lake Point. Let us open the door to your future home. Stop into our office on Atwood Avenue on Madison's east side, or find them online at Weikert-LakePoint.com. And by Zippy Lou Coffee and Donuts. Coffee, donuts, fried chicken on North Sherman Avenue on Madison's north side. Check them out online at ZippyLouMadison.com. Original local hard rock, metal, and punk from the state of Wisconsin. These guys have a show coming up Friday, April 21st. With All Meridians, Thunder Goat, and Illusion of Fate. We're going to play some All Meridians here shortly and Illusion of Fate in the next half hour. Right now, it's Order of the Jackal and Immortal Witness. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
Ominous on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. Music on the way from 20 Minute Mission. We'll do some Bronze Scorpion and Illusion of Fate out of Milwaukee. Right now, some classic rock from Madison from 1990 and their debut album, Gardens of Machinery. It's Rapscallion on Max Inc. Heavy.
Radio for the people.
CBS News Brief. Two final victims are found in a chocolate factory that exploded in West Reading, Pennsylvania. The death toll is now 7. Police chief there, Wayne Holbin.
The investigation into the cause of the building explosion is still ongoing, and we will continue to provide updates when the information becomes available.
Officials say the water is safe to drink in Philadelphia after a Friday chemical spill in the Delaware River. KYW's Madeline Wright says water was hard to find this weekend.
The shelves for bottled water at Walmart in South Philly, bare. Walmart eventually restocked, but customers had to stand on a long line that stretched across the store.
In Rolling Fork, Mississippi, people paused from cleanup today to pray for victims of weekend deadly tornadoes. The Reverend Mary Stewart of United Methodist Church there.
Gracious God, we thank you that you are here in our midst, and we're grateful, Lord, that you brought us through the storm.
The storm killed more than 24 people. CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
Max Inc. Radio presents Bomblastica 2023. It's Max Inc.'s 27-year anniversary party, and you're invited. Bomblastica at the Wisco on Willie Street. Saturday, April 15th, Max Inc. Radio's Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr will broadcast live 6 to 9 p.m. Then live music from Eclipse record recording artist Carbellion. With special guest Milwaukee's Wizard Hammer. And Mad City's own hard rockers, Iron Claw. It's Bomblastica 2023, Saturday, April 15th at the Wisco in Madison. Sponsored by Rocker Vodka and Hotel K Pet City. Presented by Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Imagine planning your wedding in just one day. Pre-register for tickets at madcitybridoexpo.com and receive a $200 gift card. Tickets are also available at the door for $10. Read all the details at madcitybridoexpo.com and like them on Facebook. It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Your ring is just the beginning.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Oh, Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Yeah.
Johnny Cash Out, That's Not Dead Yet on Max Inc. Heavy. 20-Minute Mission before that with their new song, Six Words. Bon Scorpion with Grievous Angel in there, too. Both of those bands are going to be at the Rigby Friday, March 31st with Time to Kill. And Illusion of Fate out of Milwaukee with their song, As the Leaves Fall from King of the Serpents. Thanks for listening to Max Inc. Radio tonight. Really appreciate it. Hope you get a chance to tune in tomorrow at 6 p.m. for the rebroadcast on Sunday night and a brand new show next Saturday here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I got music on the way from Vermilion. They're playing Sunday, tomorrow, at the Crucible, and Casket Robbery just around the corner. They're playing March 30th at the High Noon Saloon. Right now it's the Faith Hills Have Eyes. They had their CD release party on Thursday. There's the title track from their new album, The Riff Element. It's Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
What? The nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.